Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, we're thrilled you're here today. If you haven't done so yet, we would encourage you to hit the subscribe button within whatever app you're using to listen to this. What that enables you to do is to receive the freshest episode automatically delivered every single weekday. Well, in our small group recently, we were studying 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians 7 includes a lot of instruction about marriage, and it talks about some very specific parts of marriage, including sex. Now, what's interesting as you read this chapter is what you realize is that there had been some crazy beliefs going on in the early church that Paul is writing to. In fact, apparently, from the context, you can make out the sense that these people had asked Paul some questions. If you don't know much about Corinth, the city was crazy. And what I mean by crazy is there's just a lot of mixture of beliefs. It was a melting pot. There was all kinds of immorality. There's all kinds of temples set up to false worship. There's all of these even sexual sins going on and a lot of questions about sex and marriage and all the things. And one of the things that you find about the early culture is marriages didn't last very long. In fact, divorce was such a high rate, and I'm not just talking about one, two, three, or four divorces. I'm talking about 30 divorces, literally. In fact, some historians say that you could gauge somebody's age based on the number of marriages they had had. And so in the midst of all of that was these early believers that are trying to figure out, how do we live in the world that we're in, but how do we honor what God says about marriage? And so when Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 7, he's not writing exhaustively everything that he knows about marriage, but he's giving them some practical tips, and he's speaking to specific questions they have. And one of the questions that was popping up was, would it be better if I'm married and then come to Christ, would it be married for me to divorce and be single so that I can be fully devoted? Or if I'm single, do I need to get married so that I can be fully devoted? And here's what Paul says, and these are just a couple of verses pulled out of that. He says in verse 8 of 1 Corinthians 7, "So I say to those who aren't married or to widows and to widows, it's better to stay unmarried just as I am. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It is better to marry than to burn with lust." And then in verse 10, he says, "But for those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord." And he goes on to describe this, and he says, "A wife must not leave her husband, but if she does leave him, let her remain single or else be reconciled. And the husband must not leave his wife." And then later in verse 17, he says, "Each of you should continue to live in whatever situation the Lord has placed you and remain as you were when God first called you." And so it's very interesting. Obviously, we're not living in that culture and know all of the ins and outs of it, but here's some of the principles that we can pull away from this. For the single people that are wondering, do they have to be married to please the Lord? Paul seems to be saying, you can be single and you can honor the Lord. And to the married people that are wondering, can I honor the Lord when I'm married? It's as if Paul's saying, yes, you can be married and you can honor the Lord. But here's the distinction. If you're single, don't act like you're married. And if you're married, don't act like you're single. If you're single, don't be intimate with somebody as if you're married. And if you're married, don't abstain from your mate as if you're single. It's, in other words, Paul's saying, be who you are. Be who you are. And so I want to encourage you today, whether you are single or whether you are married, God has big plans for your life. And so I want to encourage you to take Paul's sort of admonition to heart. Each of you, he says in verse 17, should continue to live in whatever situation the Lord has placed you. In other words, bloom where you're planted. Don't try to be somebody you're not, and honor the Lord in whatever stage you are in life. And I'm telling you, as we discover God's best, as we live God's best, it is full of so much life and hope and less regret. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.